请我们读诗篇第八篇。
Please turn to Psalm 8.
第一节到第二节
Verses 1 and 2
我们一起读
Together
耶和华我们的主啊你的名在全地何其美你将你的荣耀彰显于天你因敌人的缘故从婴孩吃奶的口中建立了能力使仇敌无言第九节
Verse 9
耶和华我们的主啊你的名在全地何其美创世纪二十二章
Genesis
22第一节到第三节
Verses 1-3
这件事以后正要试验亚伯拉罕就呼叫他说亚伯拉罕他说我在这里神说你带着你的儿子就是你独生的儿子你所爱的以撒往摩利亚地去
and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell youSo Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son and split the wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. Verses 6-14
亚伯拉罕把燔祭的柴放在他儿子以撒身上自己手里拿着火鞭与刀二人同行父亲啊亚伯拉罕说我在这里以撒说请看火与柴都有了但燔祭的羔羊在哪里呢亚伯拉罕说我儿神必预备做燔祭的香膏与这二人同行
亚伯拉罕
在那里把柴摆好捆绑他的儿子以撒放在坛的台上亚伯拉罕就伸手拿刀要杀他的儿子耶和华的使者从天上呼叫他说亚伯拉罕亚伯拉罕他说我在这里天使说你不可在这童子这下手一点不可害他现在我知道你是敬畏神的了因为你没有将自己的儿子就是你独生的儿子留下不给我亚伯拉罕举目观看不料有一个羊羔亚伯拉罕就骑掉那只公羊来就变为燔祭代替他的儿子亚伯拉罕给那地方起名叫耶和华喜乐人还说在耶和华的山上必有预备耶和华以勒这个意思就是说主必有预备
The meaning of Jehovah Jireh is that the Lord will provide
出埃及记十七章
Exodus chapter 17
八到十六节
Verses 8-16
那时亚玛利人来在利非丁和以色列人征战摩西对约书亚说你为我选出人来出去和亚玛利人征战明天我手里要拿着神的杖站在山顶上于是约书亚照着摩西对他所说的话行和亚玛利人征战摩西亚人与胡尔都上了山顶摩西何时举手以色列人就得胜何时垂手亚玛利人就得胜在摩西的手发沉亚玛放在他以下他就坐在上面扶着他的手一个在这边一个在那边
Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword Then the Lord said to Moses, Write this for a memorial in the book and recount it in the hearing of Joshua
我要将亚玛利的名号从天下全然涂抹了。你要将这话写在书上做纪念，又念给主要听摩西一座坛起名叫耶和华尼西。好，我们读到这里，耶和华尼西的意思就是主是我们的旌旗。
And the meaning of Jehovah Nisi is that the Lord is our banner.
意思就是主是我们的得胜。
Which means that the Lord is our victory.
我们再读十世纪。
And let's read the book of Judges.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
我的圣经是304面。二十四节
Judges 6 verse 24。
于是基甸和大尼为耶和华做了一座坛，起名叫耶和华沙龙。耶和华沙龙，好，这意思就是说主是我们的平安。
And Jehovah Shalom means that the Lord is peace.
我们最后读撒迦利亚书。
And
圣经最后第二本书
Zechariah
第十章
Second to the last book in Old Testament Chapter 10
十二节
Verse 12
最后的一节
The last verse
我必使他们倚靠我得以坚固一举一动必奉我的名这是耶和华说的我们在上次已经说过
And last time we have talked about this
神的名字就是神的启示
The name of the Lord is His revelation to us
神就是神不需要名字
And we know God is God and He does not need to be called by any name
但是圣经里面有许多神的名字
But then the Bible is full of God's name
每一次神提到他一个名字
And because each time His name is mentioned
就是说到他的一个得胜
And that a victory is claimed for us
说他的启示
It's the revelation claimed for us
叫我们从他的名字能够认识神
And so that by His name we may know God
认识神是怎样的一位神
So that we may know what manner of a God He is
每次神启示他的名字
And each time when He revealed in His name
叫我们都从他的名字可以认识他
And so that through His name we may know Him
也可以经历他
That we can experience Him
所以神的名字太宝贵
And so therefore we treasure the name of God
在新约的里面
And in the New Testament
主最大的名字就是耶稣基督
And the greatest name of God is Jesus Christ
而在旧约的里面
And in the Old Testament
主常常用的名字是耶和华
And the name Jehovah is mentioned much
为什么要用耶和华这个名字
And why Jehovah is being mentioned
耶和华这个名字和神的意思不大一样
And Jehovah actually means slightly different from God
我们提到神
When we mention God
这不仅是我们的神
And He is not only our God
是全人类的神
And but the God of the whole human race
他是创造万有的神
Because He created all things
是万有的神
And therefore He is God of all
things 当然也是我们的神
And of course we are also we belong to Him
耶和华这个名字意思不一样
But then when Jehovah is talked about
每一次用耶和华这个名字
And each time when Jehovah this name is mentioned
特别说到这神儿女的神
And it's especially talked about that He is the God of the children of God.
是神的家的神。
And He is the God of His own household.
但是这是属于我们的神。
And therefore we can claim Him as our God.
所以耶和华这名字对我们特别宝贵。
And therefore we treasure such name as Jehovah.
特别甜美。
It is so sweet when we mention it.
这是专属于我们神的儿女的。
And because this name belongs to the children of God.
这是属于神的家的。
It belongs to the household of God.
今天我们举的三出耶和华的名字
And this morning we talked about three places of the name of the Lord
耶和华以勒
Jehovah Jireh
耶和华尼西
Jehovah Nisi
耶和华沙龙
And Jehovah Shalom
这真是太宝贵的名字了
And they are precious to us
耶和华以勒是大大有名的名字
And Jehovah Jireh many of us know
二千年教会都靠着这个耶和华名字以勒这个名字站住的
And the church has stood fast for 2,000 years in this name.
主 必有预备。
And because it means that the Lord will provide.
这个名字叫我们过信心的生活。
And by this name we can live by faith.
叫我们信心强壮。
And so that we can be strengthened in faith.
在一切的艰难中。
And through all difficulties,
在一切的缺乏中。
In all man,
相信
all kinds of lacking,
耶和华以勒。
And when we talk about Jehovah, Jireh,
主必预备。
And that means the Lord will provide.
主要预备不一定光是钱啊。
And the Lord would not only provide for money.
我们的需要太多了。
And because we have so many needs.
多少时候我们没有帮助啊。
And so often we find no help from
other places. 这一个大名啊，二千年带领神的儿女。
But this is a mighty name that has led the children of the Lord on.
耶和华以勒，主必预备。
Jireh means the Lord will provide.
这是亚伯拉罕一生当中最大的一件事。
And it's the greatest thing that happened to Abraham in his life.
最大的一个转机。
And it is his turning point.
创世纪二十二章。
Genesis 22.
在圣经中是非常伟大的一章圣经。
It is the great chapter in the Bible.
使到神和人的关系能够到这个地步。
And it speaks of how intimate relationship between God and man can be.
要不然爱神能够到这个地步。
And a man who loves God can come to this relationship.
神一直应许亚伯拉罕要生个儿子。
And because the Lord has promised Abraham for a son.
亚伯拉罕相信神的应许。
And Abraham believed in God.
过了一年不生。
But after 1 year, no son.
过了十年不生。
After 10 years, no son.
过了二十年不生。
After 20 years, there's still no son.
神一直等到他99岁。
And so he waited until he was 99.
他不可能生了。
And Abraham could not bear child at that age.
圣经说亚伯拉罕的身体如同已死。
And the Bible talked about Abraham's body as if it was dead.
撒拉的生育也断绝了。
And Sarah could no longer bear child either.
不可能生了。
It's not possible.
亚伯拉罕是信心的祖宗啊。
But then Abraham was the forefather of our faith.
在这样的情形里面，信心不软弱。
And in such impossibility, Abraham's faith did not diminish.
相信神的应许必定要完成。
Because he believed in God's fulfillment of his promise.
到了九十九岁，神说话了。
And at his 99 years of age, God spoke.
神说明年你一定要生个儿子。
And the Lord says that by next year, this time, you will have a son.
亚伯拉罕到了一百岁生个儿子。
So Abraham had his first son at the 100 years of age.
给他起名叫以撒。
And he called him Isaac.
那个他的妻子撒拉说，谁能够相信我撒拉到90岁的时候抱儿子呢？
And then they said that who can believe Sarah can bear a child at 90?
所以这个以撒的名字是欢乐。
And so therefore Isaac means laughter.
大家都要笑了，要不然100岁生个儿子。
It is true that everyone will laugh for such a 100-year-old man to bear a child.
要不然太爱这个儿子了。
And Abraham loves this son a lot.
他看以撒过于他的性命。
And he looked at Isaac's as more important than his own life.
把所有爱都放在以撒身上。
And he would put all his love on this son.
到了以撒到了16岁的时候。
And when Isaac was 16 years of age.
神对亚伯拉罕说话了。
And God spoke to Abraham.
把你的儿子。
And give your son.
就是你的独生你所爱的儿子。
That your only beloved son.
到摩利亚山上去献为祭物给我。
And take him to Mount Moriah and offer sacrifice there for me.
这个命令太难人接受了。
And that is such a hard commandment.
是向来用羊用牛献祭的。
And God always called for the sacrifices of the animals.
怎么这一次要活人献祭呢？
And how come God seems like it wants a living person to be sacrificed?
而且你要的是以撒。
But he also asked for his only son.
这是你应许给我的。
And that son that was promised.
你应许给我的时候，将来万国都要因他得福啊。
And in his promise, the Lord says he will bless all nations through him.
你的约建立在以撒身上啊。
And this covenant of God is established on this son.
你把以撒杀了，就什么都没有了。
And if Isaac is sacrificed, then nothing will happen.
假设我一定对神说，你的命令前后矛盾呢。
And if I were Abraham, I'd say, God, you are contradicting your promise.
这个命令太残忍了。
And it is a cruel demand.
我不能领受这个命令啊。
And Abraham may think that I cannot accept such a command.
亚伯拉这位信心的祖宗啊。
But then Abraham is a forefather of faith.
他不仅信神，而且爱神。
Not only he believed in God, he loved God.
听见这个命令什么话也没说。
As he heard this commandment from the Lord, he said nothing on his own. And he brought his servant
带着以撒,
with his son
带着活与道,
Isaac. And then also brought fire and a knife.
就起身往摩利亚山去。
And there they set out to Mount Moriah.
他把火与刀就放在以撒的背上。
And he had put the fire and the knife on Isaac's back.
叫以撒背着走。
So Isaac bore them along the way.
在半路上，以撒说话了。
And along the way, Isaac spoke.
他的父亲啊。
And he questioned,
火与刀都有了,
Oh Father, we have this fire and the knife.
燔祭的羔羊在哪里呢?
And where is this lamb of the burnt sacrifice?
这句话问得太不是时候了。
And this is such a difficult question for Abraham.
叫亚伯里面最大的痛苦要不解即乏了。
And it may expose Abraham's greatest pain in his heart.
燔祭就是你啊。
And Abraham knew that the burnt sacrifice is you, my son.
亚伯兰一句话都没有说。
But Abraham did not answer Isaac.
我神必要预备。
And he just said that, Oh, my son, the Lord will provide.
神自己一定要预备他的羊羔的祭牲。
And the Lord will provide his own lamb of sacrifice.
要不然表现太伟大了。
And such a noble the expression.
到了摩利亚山。
And until Mount Moriah.
自己坐坛。
And then they built an altar.
把柴放好,
and they placed the burning wood.
就动手捆绑以撒了,
and then he would bind up his own son Isaac.
这是很奇妙一件事啊,
and that is a marvelous thing.
以撒16岁了,
Isaac was 16.
很强壮的少年人,
and that was a strong person.
亚伯拉罕100岁了,
and Abraham was an old man of 100.
什么力量也没有啊,
and he is not as strong.
以撒若是要挣扎,
and if Isaac struggled a little bit,
亚伯拉罕根本绑不起来啊,
and Abraham could not bind his own son of 16.
以撒知道自己要死了就一点挣扎都没有,
and as if Isaac knew that he was about to be offered up as sacrifice, he did not struggle.
圣经里面亚伯拉罕的父亲的地位,
because the Bible have Abraham stood in the position of a father.
他预表父,
and he represents the Father God. And Isaac stood in the position of the Son. And he represents the Son of God. And God, the Father, loves the world. And therefore he sacrificed his only begotten Son. And the Son loves us. Therefore he laid down his life for us all. And he was willingly to be a sacrifice for us all. And so on that day we saw this picture without Isaac struggled a bit. And but then Isaac still needed to be bounded. And so that he was placed upon the burning wood. And when Isaac was about to lift up his hands to slay his son, and at a critical moment,
谁说话了?
God spoke.
亚伯兰不可在这童身上下手。
And Abraham, you cannot put your hand on this child to harm him.
你一点也不可害他。
And you cannot harm him a little bit.
现在我知道你敬畏神的人。
And now I know that you fear me.
你没有留下你独生的儿子不给我。
For you have not preserved your own son without giving him to me.
到了这里，圣经到了最伟大的地方。
And that is the greatest portion of the Bible.
亚伯兰举目一看呢。
And Abraham lifted up his eyes.
圣经说不料。
And the Bible said, surprisingly,
那是太大的一个不料,
that is a great unexpected thing.
直到今天2000年,
and until today, the whole church is living in that surprise.
不料看见一只羔羊啊,
and unexpectedly, he saw a lamb.
两只脚扣在树上,
and with his horn locked up in the thickets of
the wood.
And that truly represents Jesus Christ. The Lamb of God.
不要以撒,
and God did not want to accept Isaac as
the sacrifice.
And the Father God will not ask Abraham to sacrifice such his own son. But God will provide himself. He sacrificed his own son. And so that his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, was crucified on the cross for us.
那个羊羔两只脚扣在树上,
and the Bible talk about the horns of the lamb was locked up on the thicket.
在新约圣经,
in the New Testament,
宝肚子十字架的原文就是树,
and the original language of the cross is the tree.
脚说到羔羊的能力,
and the horn speaks of the power of the animal.
And
then all the power of the lamb is now released on the cross.
And
Isaac needed to be bound in order to be put on the altar. But then the true Lamb of God need not to be
bound.
For the Son of God willingly gave himself
up for us.
And he had put his own power upon the cross. And so therefore that power is released upon the cross. It is by such power all the governments of the nations
is conquered.
And there are so many children of the Lord praise the cross. And the Son of God willingly sacrificed himself. And the Father willingly sacrificed his only begotten Son. And so Abraham will took this lamb to represent his own son. And then he will call such a place called Jehovah
Jireh.
Which means that on the mount of the Lord that the Lord will provide. And this is such a great provision. And because God has given us his only son. And to be crucified for us. And to become our Savior. And the Bible says, until now, and everyone will call such place as the Lord will provide. And all the nations and the children of the Lord in the nations will amen to it. The name Jehovah Jireh and will cause us to have a trust now. Because the Lord will provide. And this is the foundation of our faith. For the name of our Lord is the Lord Jehovah Jireh. Because he will provide. And all the children of the Lord shall come to need this name. And I am a minister. And from my young age till today. And I never worry and prepare money for myself. And I never save up money. And I always trust in the Lord. Because I know the name of the Lord as the Lord will provide. And he has never caused me to fall short. And to live by faith. And I only find myself indebted to him and the Lord never indebted to me. And because this is a wonderful name. And if you ask me for testimony, I will tell you for 10 days and 10 nights. But then one thing I can say. And then when I pastored the first church, and because the building was so broken, and we didn't even have a fan in the building. And that was in Taiwan, it's a very hot weather condition. And so on that day I prayed. And I say, oh Lord, this building is so broken down and it's not a testimony. And I want to build a better place. But then the church was so poor. And that was a very poor church. And when we opened up the offering box, there was without 200 Taiwan money. And sometimes that when we opened the offering box, nothing was in it. And because we did not have many children of the Lord there. And many of them were in the military service and they did not have much money. And one day the Lord spoke to me. He who trusts in me will not be disappointed. And I was so glad because the Lord spoke. And then I found the contractor. And I asked how much to build a building. And when the contractor gave me the budget and I realized that then we never saw that much money in the church.
好, 报告, 该会说,
And then we just say, okay, then go ahead. And the two elders of the church at the time were older than my parents. And then they thought, oh, this young preacher is doing something crazy. And we have never exceeded $200 in our offering box, and you now want to build a whole building. And they came to warn me and to admonish me. And they say, oh, brother, if you failed, it will shame the name of the Lord. And I told them, brothers, the Lord had told me that he who trusts in him will not be disappointed. And so we would go ahead. And then there were three installments of payment. And the first two times, the money came ahead of time. And a brother from Germany, and after a while he made some money. And he remembered that he owed a brother from America for a sum of money. And he wanted to repay that brother. And the American brother who lended the money to this brother did not expect a return. And so when he received that loan payment, then the brother prayed, oh Lord, what should I do with this money, the money I did not expect? And this brother did not know me or our church. And the Lord told him that send that money to that place to build a building. And so therefore the money came and I received that money. And the second time we received an amount of money. And the last time the money amount was the greatest. And I waited, but miracle did not happen. And until that Sunday evening, and I started to be weakened in faith. And my faith was no longer in God but in the offering box. And I say, oh Lord, if you are to give a miracle, let me discover that in your offering box. Oh, it must be a great amount. Otherwise. So when they opened the offering box, I was standing by the side. And I never actually involved with this before. But then on that day, I stood behind them to look. And then to expect a great amount of money. And that was a great miracle that night. And the miracle was that the offering box was empty. And that was without $1. And actually, it was a bit unusual as well. And I say, oh Lord, what should we do tonight? After tonight, tomorrow morning, people come to collect money. Oh, and then evening time. And after we pray, I slept. And I was young then, and I could sleep easily. And until the middle of the night. And then the brother who was in charge of the building came and said, oh, a brother came to visit you. And I was wondering who will come visit me at 2 o'clock in the morning. So I was awakened, and then I went down to see the brother, and I know this man, and he was Brother Chang, and he was a worker, and he left our city to a far place and live in the countryside. And I heard that this brother no longer meets regularly. And so I saw him, and I started to get angry.
半夜把我叫起来
Then you woke me up at 2 o'clock in
the morning. 我你什么事啊 半夜把我叫起来啊
And what is so big a deal that you woke me up? And he said nothing.
我就是到这里来看看你
I only want to come here to see you.
你看看我早上两点钟来看我
And I said why do you come visit me 2 o'clock in the morning?
我把人的脾气我的会也不去
And then I was a little bit angry. I said, why don't you go to church regularly?
他说,我没时间啊。
And he said, oh, I do not have much time.
吃饭有时间,聚会没时间。
I said, do you have time to eat? How come you don't have time for a meeting? And I gave him a lesson and then he left. And I was still wondering, oh, why would he wake me up 2 o'clock in the morning? And I went back to sleep. And until the morning. And then the brother come to find me. And then they told me, oh, we could not move the offering box. I said, how come?
多少钱也办得动的吗?
And I said, if there's a lot of money, you still can move it. And I said, perhaps people would put a rock in there so nobody could move the offering box. And I said, how come you don't take care of the building? We went and then opening the offering box. And I was expecting stones. But then they were silver dollars. Two of our offering boxes was filled up to the max. And that was actually done by the worker, the brother who came the night before. And he had come to offer all his savings. And to fill the offering box with the silver coin, and then he came to talk to me. But then I scolded him instead. Because I did not know that he came to offer money. And if he would told me earlier, I would not told him.
快处理, 快处理.
And I said, okay, deal with this. And actually, it was just enough to pay up for the whole construction.
付清了.
And then the great amount of money is now paid up.
还剩4块台币.
And we have only, actually, we have left over 4 台币.
主做的是够刚刚好够用.
And what the Lord had done was just enough.
耶和华以勒,
and Jehovah Jireh.
主必预备,
and the Lord will provide.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
你们不一定是钱的问题,
and a lot of times it's not about
money.
And because even the people who are very wealthy, they will still have money problem when they could not manage it. And they have to still realize that the Jehovah Jireh.
2000年生的儿女都靠着这名字过来的。
Children of the Lord for 2000 years will live by this name. And let us mention this name together.
耶和华以勒,
Jehovah Jireh.
主必有预备。
The Lord will provide.
这个主的预备的很奇妙。
And the Lord will provide marvelously.
因为英国有个很伟大又有名的弟兄。
And one time in England, there was this great famous Christian.
因为这个又好12点见面。
And he was to meet the person at noon.
那个弟兄到了,
and then another the person
另外弟兄说,
came.
你怎么迟到了?
And then the other say asked, why are you late?
他说我没有迟到,
and but then the brother said, I was not late.
因为我不早到,
but then I would never be early either.
12点,
and we were to meet at
我到这里看, 刚刚好12点。
So when I'm arrived here, it's exactly 12.
讲这个事情给我听的一个弟兄啊,
and the brother who related this story to me was also a famous brother from England,
Spark.
Mr. Spark.
他说,弟兄啊,
and he said, oh, brother,
神和我们的关系,
and the relationship between God and us,
问题不是他迟了,
and it's never a matter that he is late,
刚好 on time,
but it's because he is always on time.
我们等不上那个 on time 的,
and we do not have patience to wait for him to be on time. And we rather him to fulfill this for us a week early. And so therefore, when every day passes by, and then at the last moment, we lose our faith. And I have this need to be met at 6. At night, but then before that, I lost my faith. And perhaps I still could have faith in the morning. But then by the afternoon when I don't see the money comes, I lose my faith. And isn't it 6 o'clock is the deadline? And the oftentimes the Lord's way is that to be arrived on time at 6. And this is a great trial for us. It is all for training us in our faith. And God is never afraid.
神从来不误事,
and because God will never tarry.
耶和华以勒,
Jehovah Jireh.
到了这个时间, 主必预备,
at the right time, the Lord will provide.
今天给你们这个大的名字,
and therefore, we give you this name, great name.
是我们生活的根基,
and it is the foundation of our daily lives.
出埃及记17章,
and Exodus chapter 17. And that is the second name. It's the experience of Moses.
叫耶和华尼西,
and that is Jehovah Nisi.
主必得胜,
And the Lord is our victory. And on that day, Israelites faced up to the greatest battle. And they could not be compared with the enemy's strength. And therefore, they had to rely on what Moses did. And Moses lifted up his hands on the mountain. And while he did that, then the Israelites
went.
But then Moses was only a man of flesh. And he could not hold up his arms for a long time. So when his arms drooped, then the Israelites would be defeated. And so therefore two people would come to lift up his hands. And so that his hands would not drop. And therefore Israel continued to gain ground and defeat the enemy. And so Moses built an altar to thank the Lord. And he called such place as Jehovah Nisi. That the Lord is our banner. The Lord, it means the Lord is our victory. And Moses' hands will be weakened. And Moses is also represents Jesus Christ. But then our Lord's hands will never fall. And as we entrust in His name, we will gain the victory. And that is meaning of Jehovah Nisi. And we sang a good hymn earlier. And it was written by a famous sister. And the name above every name. And by such mighty name we have the victory. And conquering Satan, death, and sin. And it's such a great statement. Sin. We find ourselves without strength to defeat. Death. And no one can be helped. And when we talk about the Satan, and we could not even resist a bit. But by this mighty name, and which will conquer Satan, death, and sin. We know that our lives is very weak. No one can resist temptation. And no one can resist the trends of the world. And although the world is outside, we discover sin is in us. And no one can resist sin from within. And no one can even resist his own temper. And I have met a few people with great positions. And they have a name on earth. And but then they could not even overcome their own little hobbies. And there was a famous general that I know. And he could not resist his own cigarette habit. And one day I went to visit him. And he did not know that I came to visit him. And so with his cigarette in the mouth, he came to open the door. And then as he saw me, oh Brother Z, and then he would take down his cigarette, and he tried to put his cigarette in his pocket. But then the cigarette was lighted, then it will burn. And that means he did not know what to do. And I just turned my face away from him. And so that he could extinguish the cigarette then before I
beat him.
And one day there was this great lesson. And he thought that he could no longer keep smoking. But then he found himself without strength to resist cigarettes. In such a small matter, Jehovah
needs it.
The Lord will give me victory.
我说弟兄,
and I would say, brother,
今天晚上祷告,
pray tonight.
不需要你戒言,
don't try to quit on your own.
主啊,
and you can pray, oh Lord. And you say, Lord, I cannot help but smoke. And because it has been old habits of tens of years. And if you do not like me to smoke on,
你若不叫我不抽, 我还要抽,
help me to stop. And if you do not help me, then I will continue to smoke. And then he asked me, can I really pray like that?
这个叫做真祷告。
I said, this is true prayer.
把你里面的光景对主赤露敞开的讲嘛。
And just tell the Lord your true condition.
他这样祷告会灵。
And he said, would it work to pray like that? I said, yes, it will.
那时候年轻，讲话比现在有胆量的。
And I was young then, so I just was not afraid of promising anything.
他晚上祷告了。
And so therefore he prayed that night.
我的烟啊，抽了几十年了。
And he just really prayed like, oh Lord, I prayed, I smoked for a long, long time. I could not quit.
昨天我弟兄告诉我，你喜欢我叫我不抽，你不喜欢我抽，我就叫我不抽。
And the brother told me that if you do not like me to smoke, then help me to stop.
你不喜欢我，你不给我力量的，我还要抽。
And if you don't help me, then I will keep smoking.
祷告完了，奉着主耶稣基督的名了。
And after he prayed, and he also prayed in Jesus' name.
人就说, Amen.
And then he said Amen.
第二早上起来了。
And the next morning he woke up.
他太太点这个烟放在他嘴里面。
And his wife liked the cigarette and put it in his mouth. And that is their habit between the husband and wife.
一直烟开始一直抽，不要再点火了，一直抽到晚上。
And they, right from the start, then they have a lighted cigarette and then one after the next until the evening. But then all of a sudden, as he felt that he, as if he could not smoke.
烟的味道叫他受不了。
And he could not bear that taste.
还没想到昨天晚上祷告了。
And he could not, he did not actually remember what he prayed the night before. And then he realized that he did not like the taste.
一直到晚上他才想起来了。
And until the evening, and he just remembered.
一天没有抽烟不可能的。
He said, how come I did not smoke for a whole day? And then he remembered the prayer the night before. And then he said, oh Lord, you have set me free from my bondage. Jehovah Nisi. The Lord is our victory. The Lord is our banner. The Lord is our victory. And doesn't matter how great or small the matter is. And the first time when I came to the United States, and my home was not moved here yet. And I came along and to have a summer conference with the students along the West Coast. And I was the only speaker. And the first night when I prayed, I preached, and I gave a testimony, and then a sister was filled by the Holy Spirit. And then on that night, then she spoke in tongues. And then the chairman of that conference was resisting the Holy Spirit at the time.
不管我了，找我理辩论了。
And so he came and to argue with me.
五旬节过去了。
And he said that Pentecost had
passed. 圣灵浇灌这个四个字早就没有了，过去了。
And the filling of the Holy Spirit is something of the past.
方言不可以有，不可能有了。
And we cannot practice the speaking in tongues. And you can no longer preach like this.
讲的时间长了，把我讲火了，真是。
And then he just keep talking to me like this, and I was angry. And I said, you have a PhD from the United States. How come you don't know anything? You asked me to be a speaker here. And whatever I speak is my prerogative. And you don't have to invite me next year, that's your right. But then you cannot interfere when I speak the Lord's words. And then after we spoke like that, and I left.
UC Berkeley 出来的一个姊妹呢,
but then another sister from UC Berkeley,
不知道她有没有得救,
and I was not sure if she was saved.
被鬼附了,
but she was demon possessed. And it was so dreadful.
人都准备下来找我下去,
and even the sisters who came to look me up were trembling.
我下去了,
so I went to see what happened.
对着我被鬼附的就大声地吼啊,
and then that chairman was holding on to that demon possessed woman and then tried to shout out loud.
耶稣得胜,
and he was losing his voice,
hallelujah,
but yet crying out, Jesus is victor, hallelujah.
我最少半个小时了,
and I believe he has shouted for like at least half an hour. And I just pat on his shoulder. And he did not see it was me.
我说你还有办法吗?
And then he said, you want to try anything else? He said, no, I cannot help it. I said, would you please step aside? Then he stepped aside. And I told that lady, said, you come with me. And then the chairman said, no, you can't do that. And you do not know that how out of control she can be. And if you bring her into the meeting hall, then we cannot meet regularly.
我,
I said, do you have any better idea? And he said, no. I said, then please be quiet. So I brought her into the meeting hall. And then I told her to sit there at my own seat. And then I went up to preach. And then I opened the Bible to the place that at the revealing of at the appealing of the Son of God, that is to destroy the works of the enemy. And we let everyone to read this verse for 3 times. And then I just keep on preaching like regularly. And before the message was done, and then she just suddenly jumped up very high. I said, sit down. And because that is the time to deal with
her.
And to make it short, her demon was cast out. Then afterwards, she told me how the demon entered into her. And she was with such supernatural power. And then years later, then she came visit me at my Taiwan home. And she stayed with me for 5 days. And she said, oh, Brother Z, my life ends. And yes, you have saved me. And I said, oh Lord, I said, sister, you spoke the wrong words, and the Lord saved you. And I cannot do anything for you. And that is by the great name of Jesus. And all the demons will be afraid. And the name that is overcome sin, death, and even demon himself. And this is the mighty name, Jehovah Nisi. And the Lord is our victory. And the last name that we mention, and it's Jehovah Shalom. And Shalom means that the Lord is our peace. And man has no peace. And the peace on man's lips is the peace in their own environment. It is the peace in their own condition of heart. And when the environment has changed,
平安掉了,
they lose peace.
心情一种摇动,
and when their condition of heart has changed,
忧愁代替平安了,
and then suddenly they become sorrowful again.
不懂得平安,
for man has no peace.
在路加福音第二章,
in Luke chapter 2,
主耶稣降生的那天,
and on the day that Jesus was
天使的赞美,
born, and the heaven's angels were praising. And they said that in the highest place,
荣耀归给神,
and glory unto God,
在地上,
and on earth,
平安归给他所喜悦的人,
peace will be given to those whom he pleased.
主耶稣降生,
and when Jesus was born,
至高之处,
in the highest place,
他是神的荣耀,
he is God's glory.
在地上,
on earth,
他是我们的平安,
and he is our peace. No one knows of this peace.
神圣平安,
and it is a holy peace. And no man has encountered such peace before on their own. Until John 14,
门徒们最恐慌的时候,
and when the disciples were very afraid,
主说我把我的平安留给你们,
and the Lord had told them that I will leave behind for you, the peace that I give you is not like the peace of the world. It's the peace that the world do not know. Jesus Christ is our peace. This peace would face up to the greatest difficulties and to manifest its power more. And when there is more danger surrounding us, and this peace will reveal itself as more firm and steady. And for those who undergo sickness for a long time, and this is a peace of great power without measure. And it will follow us all our days. And this peace will lead us to go over the threshold of
death,
and so that we may be brought to see the Lord. This is a great peace. Until John 16,
说在世界你们有苦难,
and it says that in the world you will have tribulation,
在国里面你们有平安,
but you will have peace.
但你们可以放心,
but then you can be at ease.
因为我已经胜了世界,
for I have overcome the world. And this is the great peace that the Lord has been constantly reminding us of. And when I just returned from Taiwan and mainland China, and each time I went to mainland China, and oftentimes I tell people that I do not go there to preach. Yes, actually, I do preach there. But the purpose of my going is to be helped and is to be encouraged. And because the Church of China is so touching, moving to people, and brothers and sisters are great there. And they constantly face up to the threat that no man can resist. And some of the places were completely poor and desolate. And in these couple of days, I talked to them on the phone a lot. And one leader from the northeastern part of China, and had told me that, oh, Brother Z, I just returned from Shanxi province. And we were so poor. And the place was desolate. And the spiritual condition of the children there were so poor. And it is, everything is just so miserable.
弟兄姊妹们,他们说的贫穷啊,
when they talk about being poor,
有的我看看比我们还好一点人,
and sometimes I looked at that spiritual condition may be even better than us.
大艰难的里面,
but then when they go over such a great oppression,
圣徒的平安摇不动,
and they have the peace of the saints without shaking,
从东北一直到南面,
and from the northeast all the way to the south,
看见神的儿女满了平安,
and we see how the children of the Lord were full of peace. And lately, they are under such great persecution. And we should remember to pray for China, especially for Zhejiang. And so many leaders were arrested. And some great buildings were demolished. But then the children of the Lord was still stood fast. And don't say that we easily that we will not give up on our faith. They say we will not give up our faith or stop meeting. And then they say we are more than 2 million people here, and then you can just arrest everyone. And I'm not trying to say that they are very courageous, but I'm trying to point out to you that they are full of peace. And the leader from Northeast said this word that touched me a great deal. And he said that the children of the Lord do not know persecution. They do not know what tribulation is. And they are only praying.
主啊,
and they said that such great matter is now befalling us. Please enlighten us. And so that we can find out what shortcomings we have. And how have we fallen short before you. Lord, tell us.
我的弟兄这句话,
and I say, oh brother, you are truly saying the right thing. And I have only prayed for the persecution. But then they have a peace that cannot be shaken. Jehovah Shalom. And the Lord is my peace. Such holy peace cannot be shaken.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
保罗说这个说不出来的平安呢,
and Paul said it's a peace unspeakable,
在耶稣基督里面,
that is in Jesus Christ,
保守我们的心思和意念,
that we may be kept in our mind and in our intention.
我们最容易摇动是我们的心思,
and it is easily shaken in our mind.
主的平安,
but then the peace of the Lord, and will cause our mind to be calm,
保守我们的心怀意念,
and the Lord will keep our mind and state of heart. And even with the intention, our intention cannot be shaken.
耶和华沙龙,
Jehovah Shalom,
耶和华以勒,
Jehovah Jireh,
主必预备。
The Lord will provide.
耶和华尼西。
Jehovah Nissi.
主是得胜。
The Lord is victory.
耶和华沙龙。
Jehovah Shalom.
主是我们的平安。
The Lord is our peace.
到撒加利亚第十章。
Until Zechariah chapter 10.
十二节。
Verse 12.
一举一动都奉主的名。
And it says that in, we will walk in the Lord's name.
我们仍然有主的大名。
And we have the name of the Lord.
我懂得奉主名啊。
And if we know how to walk up and down in the name of the Lord.
奉主名的意思就在主的名里面。
And, in the name of the Lord that we walk.
我们在主的名字里面
and when we are in the name of the Lord
和主完全连接
and we are one with him
我们一举一动
and that we will walk up and down
都奉主的名
in the name of the Lord
我们就有一生最得胜的生活
and we will live victoriously all our days
神圣平安
this holy peace
带我们经过我们的一生去见主
shall bring us forth to see the Lord in after the days of our lives And until we meet the Lord,
那个平安洋海一样啊,
and we will discover that the peace of the Lord is like the ocean.
我们再唱671首全能名,
Let us sing the hymn again, 671.